The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is Scott Van Ax, Senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going? So, John can't make it to the show today, so Scott's sitting in, so thank you very much. And today we are doing a live review of SavellaNJ.com. Now, I should say a live tongue-in-cheek. I'm sorry, you won't be able to ask any questions while we're doing the show. We did pre-record. In this case, I normally wouldn't bother saying that, but in this case, we kind of have to, so you don't go unheard. However, if anyone does have any questions connected to this, please feel free to post them on our Facebook page. And believe it or not, we are going to get to them. There's been a bit of a lull there in the shows, but we're going to start rocking through all those. So thanks so much, everyone. So SavellaNJ.com, it's a restaurant, and I actually really like the website. It looks great. So kudos to you. And the person we are reviewing for is Delphin Rodriguez. So Delphin, thank you for sending this in. And I'm getting hungry just looking at the site. It's such good stuff. Anyways.
Is it lunchtime yet? Yeah. Oh, wait, it's over. Yeah.
So, Scott, you have done the on-site, and I'm doing the off-site. Off-site's a little bit tiny in this case, so fortunately Scott has overprepared and has a ton of info to share. So, lead away.
Okay, well, you know, at first I thought I'd look at the keyword that you're targeting, and I saw Sevilla restaurant, and I thought, well, why would you do that? You're going to rank anyways. And then a little bit further along, I was digging, and well, it turns out it's the most searched phrase, and there's actually competition. You're not number one. I was quite surprised by that. So obviously, Sevilla restaurant's a good target to go after. You might want to also consider going after a bit of Spanish restaurant, NJ. There's people searching for that. I think it was Spanish food or something like that. Spanish food, NJ, is also something people are searching for.
Yeah. One comment, though, is Sevilla restaurant might be popular search, but that's because there's Sevilla, Spain. He's not in Sevilla, Spain. He's in New Jersey.
I looked into that. I was looking in the top tens there, and I didn't really see a lot talking about the city, but I did see other restaurants in San Diego that are actually coming up. And I can't remember if they were called Sevilla restaurant as well, but they had the same terminology, and they were still ranking for it. So I was kind of surprised by that. I didn't really see anything specific to Sevilla in Spain. So who knew?
I don't know. I would think that I'm just guessing here, but it seems logical that people probably would search for Sevilla NJ or a Sevilla restaurant if they're looking for that restaurant. But otherwise, I don't know, like Sevilla style maybe. But I mean, Sevilla restaurant, I think probably isn't something they should really target. But just
Yeah. I mean, Sevilla restaurant NJ, or sorry, Spanish restaurant NJ might be a little bit better. I also did a check for Spanish restaurant. I'm going to say Passaic. I'm not really sure if it's Passaic or how you pronounce it, but I didn't find any city-specific searches. They all came up zero. Now, of course, it doesn't mean it's actually zero. I see zero all the time, but yet you still see traffic in Google Analytics. But you might want to do a little bit more targeting towards location as well, of course.
Cool.
Generally speaking, looking at title tags and things like that, things are good. It looks like all your title tags are unique throughout the site, which is good. Description tags are unique. A few little things you might want to change, for example, the title tag on the homepage, you say a Spanish cuisine in New Jersey. Nobody's really searching for the word cuisine, whereas Spanish food, they are. So you might want to replace cuisine with food. Little things like that. The same kind of goes with your gallery page. Your title tag just says Sevilla restaurant / gallery. Well, why not change it to something like Sevilla restaurant / Spanish food photo gallery? The reason I added the word photo in there, even though it's kind of filler. It's just saying Spanish food gallery makes me think of an art gallery where you just go and look at food. not sure people would want to do that, so I had the word photo maybe.
You know what? You probably would take off.
You know, I should start that, a little food museum or something. I don't know. So then next, you know, I kind of look at unnecessary meta tags, and I see you've got, you know, the robots, content equals all, get rid of it. It slows down the loading speed of your site by such a small amount no one would ever notice, but it does slow it down a little bit, and it's useless. The search engines are going to follow everything in your site anyways by default, so only use a robot's content tag if you need to block a robot. Why you'd want to block it, I don't know. But if you do, that's when you should use it. I see you've also got the keyword tag still in use. Again, nobody really cares about the keyword tag, at least not the major search engines anymore. But even so generally speaking, if you leave it there, you're not going to get hurt by it, but it's kind of useless. But on the same note, kind of the old rule of thumb back when the keyword tag was actually useful was not to exceed any given keyword more than 3 times. In this case, you have the word restaurant 8 times in your keyword meta tag. So, you know, I'd probably just recommend removing the whole tag. You could just fix it, but it's you'd be quicker just to remove it, and you'll get the same results, if any. Another tag I saw was a classification meta tag. And I've seen this used a couple times, and I don't know if there was ever a time when that helped with SEO. I was trying to think back, and I don't think there is. and I'm not even really sure what it's for, to tell you the truth, but I'd say get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I know there was a ton of stuff, like there was the Dublin core tags and all those things that people said, oh, those are good, those are useful. And maybe they were. I never jumped on that bandwagon. Never really understood it, frankly, probably because I didn't put any time into it. But classification probably had one as well. Some sort of meaning, but frankly, it's not going to make a big difference of any kind that I know of. So,
yeah, exactly. It's just filler that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Now, something that's a little bit more important, I think, is looking at your content. Generally speaking, your content's all right. There's not any huge issues. But if we click on your menus page, for example, there's nothing here. If you look at the cached text copy of Google, they see the links, and that's it. They don't see any real content. And now with the new Panda update, with all this focus on content, you don't want to have pages sitting around on your site that are basically empty. And I realize this is kind of like the main menu page, and then you click in to look at dessert and coffee and your wine list and all that other kind of stuff. But you really need to get some textual content on this page. You know, throw a couple paragraphs in, maybe put your current specials as the default content. Something to keep Google happy so that they actually like your page. Because really they have no reason to even index this page, let alone rank it. And that same issue kind of applies to the gallery page as well. For an end user, it's fine because, you know, you can click on the photos. The users are fine. But again, if you look at the cached copy that Google sees, they don't see anything. They see your navigation at the top and your text in your footer, and that's it. There aren't even any alt. There isn't even any alt text on these images. So throw some alt. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But yeah, exactly. I finished your thought there. Throw some alt text in, alt attributes, that is. But what I would also recommend is next to each of these, you know, it wouldn't disturb the aesthetics too much. I know the white space may look aesthetically pleasing to the owner, but I think that having an explanation of each one, a la carte menu, check out this amazing menu of this and this and this and this and this. Dessert and coffee, you've got to try our this. All, you know, that sort of stuff would get people to click and provide some content for the search engines to chew up, which is always a good thing. So just my two bits.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. They need some stuff there for sure. So that's basically with the content. Generally speaking, the site's okay. I mean, it's a fairly small website. You know, you might want to consider adding a blog to the site that talks about local events and local things that you're involved in to try to boost up the content. But considering the size of the site, it's not terrible. But, you know, make sure there's content on every page. If you have pages without content, get rid of them or add the content.
Cool. Now, on that note, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to go and touch on some more on-site stuff.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
LPO, Landing Page Optimization, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. For a second there, I thought, did I call you a CEO?
I got yes, confused there. Great to propose that. All right.
For anyone just tuning in, we are working together on this because John can't make the show this week, but we're going to do a review. So we're reviewing SevillaNJ.com. That's SevillaNJ.com. And we're in the middle of the on-site analysis. And Scott was doing a great job. So let's continue.
All right. So I have a quick little comment about the page heading tags, that sort of thing. If we click on, of course, I can't think of the exact page that I was looking at before when I wrote my notes. But I think it's actually in your menu, for example. If we click to one of the menu pages, like your dessert and coffee page, you have your headings in there, but they're all images. Google doesn't really care about that. So why not extract that text from the image, put in a heading one or heading two tag, and just sort of incorporate a few of those in there. And I'm just going to take a quick look at the home page. I think that that applies the same on the home page. The a la carte, buffet style, lunch, and catering are all just images. Now, if you make those a heading tag, it's not going to be super helpful because that text isn't really keyword relevant. So there, you might want to try to get some keywords in there or something, and implement some heading tags into the site for sure. Definitely something to look at. But other than those things that I've talked about, I mean, most of the on-site stuff isn't too bad. The site's in pretty good shape. I did you've got your triple W redirect in place. Your homepage links all point to the top-level domain without a slash index, which can be bad. Well, not really bad, but you don't want it. You've got your unique titles and description tags, so that's good. So that's all good. What else I did look at, though, is also your site loading speeds. And your site loaded in about 4.9 seconds, according to the tools at, was it pingdom.com, tools.pingdom.com, which is kind of a loose interpretation. You're better off going into Webmaster Tools, clicking on Labs and Site Speed, and see how fast Google thinks your site is. If you, anything you can do to speed it up is all good.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that like what we had we have our website on WordPress right now at stepforth.com, and it's you know I'm really proud of how well it runs and everything. We've got someone in full time that helps us with it, and honestly, we did some reviews of how fast the site was moving, and there were some issues that I didn't even think we would have. You might be surprised, you know, if anyone listening right now, if you do some research, even go into Google Webmaster Tools and check your page speed. They've got it in the – is it still in the lab section or what?
I believe it's still in labs. Yeah, I was just looking in there the other day. So,
okay, so if you go in there, you'll find it. And it gives some recommendations on how to speed up your pages. And, you know, we're not just talking about Google's algorithm here. Google does say that it does affect it a bit. If your site's slow, that can have an impact on rankings, in other words. But it's people when they're searching. You know, the faster a page loads, the faster they have to get a feel for your website and determine whether or not they're going to stay. If it takes too long, obviously, then they're not going to stick around, unless they already know your site and know your business and want your business. And that's, you know, it's always going to trump speed. Now, so just keep that in mind. It does improve conversions, and everyone wants a conversion. Conversion being, of course, anything you want done on your website. It could be someone filling out a newsletter. It could be someone, just spending time on your site more than 2 minutes, or going to more than 4 pages. You know, it's whatever you consider a key metric, or in this case, a conversion. Keep in mind that page speed is important, and if your site is too slow, a little bit of time doing some of these tips that Google provides could make a direct impact on sales. So, my 2 bits. Go on.
I think you said what I was going to say.
Sorry.
You talked about the tool that Google gives you, the page speed plugin. You need the Firebug. I want to say plugin for Firefox, and then you install this page speed component to it. And Firebug gives the site a score of 86 out of 100, which is really good. I mean, honestly, there's nothing really wrong here. And even 4.9 seconds isn't terrible, because I find that tools.pingdom tends to give a slower reading anyways. Webmaster Tools tends to be more accurate. That's the number you want to go on. One thing I noticed that you could quickly do that would definitely speed up the site a little bit is merge all your JavaScript files into one. Currently, you've got 6 JavaScript includes or JavaScript files that are included into the site. And every time Google or your web browser or anything has to go back and grab another file, it slows down the total load speed of your site. So you want to eliminate those or reduce them as much as you can. So dropping that down from 6 into 1, right away would be something that would speed up that time.
Excellent. All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that, generally speaking, the site's in pretty good shape. There wasn't a lot, and actually when I first looked at it, I thought, there's nothing wrong with this site. What am I going to find? And, of course, when you start digging, you do find stuff. But, I didn't see any major roadblocks. I didn't see any really strong issues. I mentioned briefly, if you can add a blog, go for it. You really do want a blog if you can do it. So,
okay, cool.
Very valuable.
Okay, so just looking through the site myself, just seeing if there's anything else I can add. One thing that I did note was, and it's very small, but you know what? When it comes down to it, anything with local is important. Anything you can improve upon. Now, what I'm talking about is local SEO. Now, that's getting top rankings in the search engine rankings for Google Places, or in this case, not Google Places anymore. I'm totally out of step right now. Google Places works for now. Not Google Local, it's Google Places. Yes, I'm having one of those days. So when I look at the footer of the page, it says review us on Yelp, Yahoo, Urban Spoon, City Search, and so on. Now, one of the things that does have an impact on local, and albeit small, is when the address doesn't perfectly match the address noted within directories online. Now, in this case, it's very small again. On SevillaNJ.com, it says 505 Main Avenue. Now, they write Avenue completely versus just Ave, Passaic, New Jersey. So again, I'm like Scott, hoping I'm saying that right. Passaic. When I look at Sevilla Restaurant on Urban Spoon, I see that it's 505 Main Ave, Passaic, New Jersey. I look at Yelp, it's 505 Main Ave. Just change Avenue to Ave. It's so simple. But we're dealing with a fairly simple search engine when it comes to a local. In my opinion, I like to make things so simple that I can be certain that Google is not going to get confused by any way any way, shape, or form. I got a hunch Avenue and Ave is probably something they're not going to have a problem with, but I don't like to take a chance. So, and
It's so easy to make a match up too.
Yeah, exactly. So make that fix, and I think that could potentially help a teeny bit. If not, I've seen weirder things help a lot. So go for it. You know, give that a shot. And the phone number, anyone out there now, I see you guys, you've done it right. You've got the number in a pattern that works well with search engines. Keep in mind that in some cases, people use periods between each one. So it might be instead of 973-777-5827 with the hyphens, which is the best way to do it. It could be 973.777.5827. And you know, I could be slightly out of date on this because I don't do local every day. But last I read, that was not a preferred method, and it can be kind of confusing, especially since a lot of other sites will use the hyphens. And the phone number is critical for search engine, for local search engine rankings. So it's the way they identify and make sure that you are who you are. So make sure that that's clear for anyone else.
You know, with that in mind, can I just throw something in real quick?
Yeah, of course.
It wouldn't hurt on the header of their homepage. Throw the phone number up there, too, and your address, because when you first look at the site, you have to dig to find out where you even are. You know, if you stumbled onto this website and you're looking for a place to eat, nothing screams out to me your location right off the bat. I've got to search for it, which you don't want people to have to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Good point. Okay, well, let's take a quick break. When we get back, I'll talk about some of the off-site analysis that I went through. Thank you.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-server solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with Scott Van Ack, Senior SEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. Again, this is a big Stepforth thing here. It's not intentional, just Scott's a great co-host and happens to be available. So while we've got John on, not available for these shows. So today we are talking about Sevilla NJ, and we are in the offsite component. We've got a few minutes left here, so I fortunately, it's not a lot to talk about, and that's fortunate and unfortunate. Svela NJ doesn't have gobs of links, and that's something definitely to be improved upon. When I ran a Majestic SEO Advanced report, it wasn't a lot to review, unfortunately, because there were 105 backlinks from 12 referring domains. Now, when we're talking about restaurants who need thousands to do top rankings, 105 is definitely not enough. And coming from 12 referring domains, that means there's quite a few probably spanning one area. Now, for example, there's a site called what's it called here? I'm going to open it up. TheBigWordProject.com. And it's cool. I mean, we have one there too. It's a link where you can buy, or a site where you can buy a particular word and redefine it and have it linked to your website. Well, right now there's 82 links pointing from there of the 100. So as you can imagine, that's not going to help a great deal. It's a good AC rank. In other words, it's well ranked by Google, but it's really not going to provide you a lot of benefit, especially more than one. So keep in mind that, you know, you can pretty much subtract 83 from that 100, 105, and that's really what you have to work with, or 82, I should say, from 105. As a result, and also of all the external backlinks, only five of them say Sevilla restaurant in the actual text. Furthermore, I don't see anything that says New Jersey restaurant or New Jersey Spanish food or anything of the set, anything like that, that would help with rankings in such a competitive marketplace. As a result, what I was thinking would be more effective is if Scott and I did a bit of a brainstorm for you on how to get better links and how to get out there more. Now, social media would be a phenomenal place. I see that based on your website that you do have a Facebook page, and on there you've got 110 people that like it. I see you've got some engagement on there. That's great. Unfortunately, Facebook doesn't help you with search engine rankings. Google, well, at least not with Google, maybe with Bing, but that remains to be seen too. Google simply doesn't have access to that information. So keep that in mind. And although Facebook is a good place to engage, you're going to want to do more in something like Twitter, which can be a lot more beneficial. And at this point, I don't see Twitter. Yes, there it is. Ah, missed it.
And I'm there.
Yeah, you're there. 185 people are following. Now, that's good. In terms of engagement, doesn't look bad. I see that it's a bit spaced out, though. I mean, we're talking about, let's say, look at the gaps here. 2nd of March, 16th of March, 18th of March, 5th of April, 17th of April, and 17th of April.
It's like every couple of weeks they're going in and making a couple posts and...
Yeah, and then that's just not going to be enough. If you want your Twitter account to have any kind of impact, you've got to be more engaging with the people you're bringing to your place. Now, that said, I just finished a large charity benefit where I was teaching marketing to charities, and I, as a result, had to do a lot of research. And in that research, I found some great ideas for how to engage people online. One of them was when people come in with a phone. And this is, I'm adapting it, of course, to your situation, but you could have some, I don't know, you could ask people, are they on social media? Do they use Facebook? Do they use Twitter? And if they do, just say, would you mind taking a photo before you turn your phone off and sit down? It's a nice, gentle way of saying, please turn your phone off. And the other thing is, if they take a photo and then when they leave, we would love it if you socialize and tell people about our dinner. You know, did you enjoy it? And how, you know, you can even take pictures of your dinner if you wish, you know, that kind of thing. The beauty of this is it tells them that you care about what they're saying. And when they do post, you can track who does talk about at Sevilla NJ, which is your Twitter ID, and then get back to them, say thank you. And what I was recommending to charities, which also don't have a lot of time, they're always stretched, is at lunchtime, just go check your messages, check whoever's mentioned you, and just respond. It'll take minutes, and the amount of goodwill you'll get back is immense. You'll start getting people following, asking questions, perhaps saying, hey, what was that spice you used in this or whatever? Answer. If it's a hidden secret, don't answer. But at least you're there and you're going to say, I'm sorry, I can't really answer that. Or you're going to tell them, oh, that was just some cumin. Whatever. The point is you're there to show that you exist, that you're not just having a sitting page like this. This is just too slow. You need more activity. And these ways of bringing the offline engagement online will be very effective for you. So do you have any other ideas, Scott, that come to mind? I've got a few, but...
Well, what I've seen a lot of people doing for restaurants is offering specials and promos specifically to their Facebook and Twitter followers. You know, they'll put in, you know, Monday night, 2-for-1 main course or 10% off, 20% off. Just mention that you follow us on Twitter or something like that. You know, and that's a good way to help get more followers, especially for people that would eat at your restaurant anyways, because, hey, if I'm going to go there, I'm going to follow your Twitter feed. And if I see a sale, I might pick and choose which days I'm going to go to your restaurant based on sales and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's, and then people will retweet it as well. Like, hey, look at this great big sale they've got, you know, 2-for-1 or 3-for-1. I don't know.
Yeah, actually one idea is like from that same idea. I went to one of our favorite restaurants of the day for just a snack. My wife and I did. And we noticed that it was an off night and they'd offered, in this case, 50% off one of the main dishes, which was an awesome appy. We thought that's a pretty good idea. So we tell people about it and, hey, check it out. And that's like a Monday night, which is pretty quiet. Well, by the same concept, if you guys have definitely, if you have a particular night of the week that things are just a little slow, take 20% off, do something that'll get the people in. Remember, they're going to buy booze. They might buy something else that will help you cover some of your costs. But the beauty is that these marketplaces, these social networks are perfect platforms to get these people interested. Just remember, it's not the tools. The tools you're using to get out there, even if anything automates anything, don't use that automation. You build the relationships. Be there. Be someone who can connect with them and have some fun perhaps. And maybe even go to tweet-ups. Some of these things that are in for Twitter users in your area, they just talk and they love to get together. Well, go there and you know, pass around your card. Maybe have a discount on there specifically for Twitterites or whatever. You know, this is the kind of stuff that does work. So with that, actually a couple other non-social media ideas. Directory link building, it's a given. But, you know, there's a lot of directories out there that still do have some weight. SEO Moz happens to have some good lists I saw recently. So you might want to go there and look for directory outlines or lists of directories that are worthwhile submitting to. Finding particular blogs that talk about Spanish food and say, you know, maybe even someone who's local, a hyper-local blogger, someone who does a lot of writing about New Jersey and how beautiful it is, or maybe even a foodie, even better. Invite
them
over.
Get some reviews out there, yeah.
Yeah, say, hey, you know, we'll give you 50% off a dish or free even. Come on in, eat something. Tell us how it is. Tell everyone how it is. That's the only condition we have is, you know, enjoy. And that stuff pays off big time. So good luck. And thanks, everyone, for today's show, you know, for listening in. We're going to have a couple other reviews in the next two shows. We're going to fill our time with these. It's kind of fun. I think everyone's going to learn a lot from this. And we're also going to try and cover a little news each time as well. So, Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. And you did great work there. So until next week, remember, we're on at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And that's every Monday. And you can also download us online at iTunes.com, and all that information you can find on webmasterradio.fm. You can also post any questions or anything like that on facebook.com/SEO101podcast. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.